Title: Carve a Swing Using Resampling Workflows in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's build that old school jungle bounce in Ableton Live 12. Using a super practical DJ Tools workflow, we're going to start with a clean drum pattern, print it to audio, slice it like a breakbeat, and then carve swing by nudging only certain hits, not apply groove to everything and pray. We are doing selective push and pull, the way classic jungle edits actually feel. By the end, you'll have a tight loop, a swung loop, and a couple variations you can swap like DJ Tools for fast arrangement. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. That's the sweet spot where jungle and early DNB feel alive but not rushed. Time signature stays 4/4. Turn the metronome on for now, just while we build. And set global quantization to 1 bar. That makes looping and recording feel locked in and stress-free. Now step 1. Build the break style pattern in MIDI first. Create a MIDI track and name it Drums MIDI. Drop in a drum rack. Don't overthink the samples yet. Grab a punchy kick, a crunchy snare, a closed hat, and maybe a ride or a slightly shuffled hat. If you've got an extra rim or ghost snare, nice, but optional. Program a simple 2-bar idea. Classic anchor, snare on beats 2 and 4. That's your spine. Kick on beat 1, and then add a couple extra kicks for movement. If you're not sure, place one somewhere around the end of 1, and one early in bar 2 or around beat 3. The exact placement is less important than having forward motion. Then hats. Start with 8 THS if you're brand new, or 16 THS if you want it busier. Keep it kind of clean. If it sounds too polite right now, perfect. We're about to turn it into something that behaves like a sampled break. Step 2. Add basic jungle pre-processing before we resample. On drums MIDI, add a simple stock chain in this order. First, drum bus. Give it a bit of drive, maybe 5-15%. Bring in a little boom, something like 20-35, but listen carefully, you want weight, not a swamp. Use damp to keep it from getting too flubby. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip, add 2-6 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. This is one of the big it starts to feel like audio moves. Then EQ8. High pass around 25-35 Hz to get rid of rumble. If the loop feels boxy, dip a little around 250-400. If it needs sparkle, a gentle shelf somewhere around 8-12 K. Teacher note, we're not trying to perfect the mix yet. We're shaping how the print will respond when we slice it. Saturation and a bit of glue now makes the next steps way more satisfying. Step 3. Resample. Or print the drums to audio. Create a new audio track named Drums Print. In the audio from chooser, pick the drums MIDI track as the input. If you see a choice like Post Effects, choose that, because we want to capture the processing too. Arm Drums Print. Set your loop brace to exactly 2 bars over your drum clip. Then hit record and let it loop once or twice. Stop recording. Now select the recorded audio region and consolidate it so it becomes one clean 2-bar file. That's your break. This is the whole mindset shift. We're treating our program drums like a sampled loop now. Quick gain tip before we move on. Try not to print super hot. Peaks around -6 dB is a great target. Old jungle workflows were crunchy, yes, but they weren't hard clipped on the way in unless that was the whole aesthetic. Step 4. Slice the printed audio to transients. Here's the beginner-friendly way that feels the most like classic break chopping. Right-click the consolidated clip on drums print and choose slice to new MIDI track. Set it to slice by transients, one slice per transient. Use the built-in preset or none. Keep it simple. Ableton will create a drum rack, where every transient becomes a pad, and it'll also create a MIDI clip that re-triggers the slices in the same rhythm as the original loop. That's huge, because now we can move hits around like Lego pieces, without warp artifacts and without destroying our transients. Step 5. Carve swing by nudging specific hits, not everything. Open the MIDI clip that triggers the slices. Set your grid to 1/16. If you want extra precision later, you can go 1/32, but 1/16 is a great start. Here's the jungle rule. Anchors tight, decorations loose. The anchors are your main snares on 2 and 4. Keep those mostly on grid. You can push them a tiny bit late, like 3 milliseconds, but don't start yanking them around or the whole groove loses its backbone. The decorations are hats and ghost snares. That's where swing lives. Now, do this as a controlled exercise. Pick a timing group first. For example, the offbeat hats, the ones that land on the end. Nudge a handful of those slightly late. We're talking training wheels in milliseconds. At 170 BPM, subtle is plus or minus 5-8 milliseconds. Noticeable is 10 to 15, heavy is 18 to 25, so try this. Choose maybe 4 to 8 hat hits in the two-bar loop and move them later by about 10 milliseconds. In live, you can do this by turning the grid off and alt-dragging for fine movement, or by editing the note start time precisely. Then choose 1 to 3 ghost snare type hits and move them slightly early, like minus 8 milliseconds. That early ghost against late hats creates that lurchy roll that screams old school. Now a super important detail that beginners miss. When you nudge slice trigger notes, keep the note lengths short, so slices don't overlap. Overlaps can create flams. Sometimes flams are cool, but if you didn't mean it, it'll just sound messy. An easy fix is, select all the MIDI notes and set them to a tiny length, like 1/64, so they're just triggers. One more secret sauce move, velocity. Twing isn't only timing, it's feel. Often the later hats are also quieter. So after you move a hat late, drop its velocity slightly, maybe 6 to 12 points. That keeps the groove moving forward instead of feeling like it's dragging. And keep a slash being against a tight version. Duplicate the clip before you start, so you can always compare tight versus swung. That a slash B is how you train your ears fast. Step 6. Re-resample the swung loop to commit the groove. This is the part that turns it into a DJ tool instead of an endless tweak session. Create another audio track called Drums Swung Print. Set its input to the slice drum rack track, again ideally post FX. Arm it, record two bars and consolidate. Now you've got three stages, the original MIDI drums, the printed break, and the final swung print. Teacher note, this commit step is why old break edits feel decisive. You stop second guessing and start arranging. Optional workflow upgrade, if you want to be extra clean, do it in layers. First print a timing master with no extra tonal changes. Then do your tone processing on the final audio loop. It prevents you from blaming timing problems that are actually compression or crunch artifacts. Step 7. Add old school character with stock devices. On drum swung print, here's a quick chain that keeps it authentic without going overboard. First, redux, but subtle. Bit reduction between 0 and 3. Sample rate around 10 to 18 kHz, dry slash wet 10 to 30%. If it turns into fizzy sand, back it off. Jungle is crunchy, but the groove still needs to breathe. Then auto filter, low pass 12 dB. Bring the cutoff down somewhere around 12 to 16K just to shave off that modern, shiny top. Then glue compressor, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not flattening. Then a limiter as safety, ceiling at minus 0.8, just catching peaks. Extra spice if you want that sampled break in a room feeling, put a tiny room reverb on a return, like 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, high pass the reverb return so it's not muddy, send a little snare and hats to it, and then resample again. That print bakes the space in, like it was recorded together. Step 8. Arrange it like a DNB DJ tool. Now duplicate your swung loop out across 16 or 32 bars. Every 4 bars, swap in a variation. Easy variations you can make fast. One bar with a kick removed for a mini drop, a hats only moment for transitions and extra ghost snare fill in bar 8 or bar 16, a tiny break edit at the end of bar 2, like repeating a 1/16 slice a couple times, then slamming back to the full loop. Classic move. Create a bar 16 moment, something that happens every 16 bars so it feels intentional and signature, like a tiny reverse snare into beat 1, or a brief hat mute just before the snare. Print that as its own clip so you can deploy it on command. Common mistakes to avoid. Quick and clear. Don't swing the main snare too much. That's how the groove loses its spine. Don't move everything equally. That becomes generic shuffle, not jungle. Don't overwarp if you went the warp marker route. Too many markers can smear transients. Don't print too hot, resampling clipped audio gets harsh really fast. And don't slam redux early, start subtle and add more only if the loop still feels too clean. Mini practice drill you can do in 15 minutes. Make a 1-bar loop at 170. Print it, slice it, create 3 versions. One tight, almost on grid. One medium, with offbeat hats about 10 milliseconds late. One wild, with some hats up to 20 milliseconds late, and one ghost snare about 10 milliseconds early. Print each one and name them clearly, loop tight, loop swing, loop wild. Then arrange an 8-bar section switching every 2 bars. That's you building your own personal jungle swing pack. The same concept as having a folder of breaks, except it's your groove, your timing, your sound. Recap to lock it in. Program a basic DNB drum groove in MIDI. Process lightly so it prints like a break. Resample to auto. Slice to transients. Carve swing by nudging specific hats and ghosts, keeping the main snare stable. Then re-resample to commit. Add character with redux, filtering, glue, and a little limiting. And arrange with quick variations like a DJ toolset. If you want to take this further, decide what you're aiming for. Amen style chaos, think break tightness, or techie rollers. And choose whether you want it snappy or lazy. That choice tells you exactly how far to push the milliseconds, and which timing group gets moved first.